of us
to act properly with the children. There's no way around that. That's what Jesus said. You folks act right in front of these children. Boy, that gets me. And it should get us. I suppose that's what it was written for. About a month ago, we were looking for an entire month the birth of a child. We looked at the birth of the most special baby Jesus. And it meant a lot to this man standing in front of you, because for once, I took Jesus during this season rather than Santa Claus and the gifts. It hit me. It worked for me. But in this past month of speaking of Jesus, there was a brother that stood in front of us, Jeff Jackson, and he said these words, and I doubt if he remembers them because I know Jeff. But the words were like this. He said, this little baby's born for all of us. Not a bit different from the ones that are going to be up here in front of us. Not a bit different. Girls and boys in front of us. Remember that. They're born for all of us. And then he went further and he said that we should have a passion for this special child, this Christ child, but a passion for these children that are going to be in front of us. Don't forget that passion. It is our obligation. It is our obligation. I'm going to get out of the way right now. The brothers are going to play a video. And at the end of the video, we're going to step up here, some of us men, and I think David is going to step first. Shannon, are you in the audience? Where is Shannon? Okay, we're having trouble locating you, dear. Okay, we're good to go. I said I was going to sit down, but I one more thing. I got to say this. I got so aggravated in my small group last week trying to get their attention. And Courtney, you're the cause of this. You know why I couldn't get their attention? Danny, you know why? Little Maddox was there, and every mother's eye was on the child. Half of the men, and you know where the other half of the men's eyes were on? The other little yahoos that were there. All eyes were on the children. So let's give that respect right now to these little ones. Video, young men, please. Follow along. If you haven't looked at these, follow along in these.
Than in your arms.
time began, my life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call.
Just great to see those pictures and hear the words of the songs that went with them as we think about our Heavenly Father, who knows the name of each and every little one, who looks out after them, takes care, and part of this morning is praying for His continued care on each and every one. Shannon, if you'd be making your way up with Miss Emma, we will prepare to pray over her. Emily Marie Nordman was born just over 8 months ago. I reckon a week ago today was an eight-month celebration. Precious little one here. I don't know if you were like me, but in the weeks and months before Miss Emma came into this world, there was a face that kind of epitomized the face of an expectant mother, and it was the face of Miss Shannon here. I enjoyed seeing her in the weeks and months before, because she just had that look that she knew something. She knew something was about to happen that was precious and wonderful. And that's part of the joy that comes with each new birth. So let's go to God in prayer for Miss Emma. Father, for this beautiful little girl, we give You thanks. We thank You for the blessings and riches You give to us that we could never dream of, never comprehend any other way. Father, for the joys, for the deep heartfelt love that come with a blessing like Emma, we thank You. Father, we pray that You will bless her with health and with safety. Watch over her and protect her. Keep her from harm's way. Keep her safe and well. Father, we pray that You'll be with her in the days and months to come as she explores the world around her. Help her to be thrilled with the beauty of Your creation. And Father, we pray that You'll help her to see in the time to come, in the years to come, that all good things come from You. Help her to know You as her Heavenly Father. Help her to be in that relationship that spans all of life and through eternity. Father, we pray for Emma's family, for Shannon, for Matthew, for her siblings, for just each of them, that they may be gifted and blessed with what's needed to best raise up this precious angel to be Yours. Father, we don't have words to express properly the joy that comes from being Your children. For this new child, we just give You thanks. And pray that You'll keep her in Your watchful care. In Christ's name, amen.
Now it's on. We want to recognize next Maddox Shelton, and it's going to take a minute for the family to come up. So if you all would come up and support as we bless Maddox. John, Vanna, you're part of the family. Miss Moore, Emily, Zach.
Come on, Dave. Come on, right up here. Right up here.
As you can tell, Maddox is not going to have a chance to do anything wrong. We have great grandmother here, Ms. Moore. We have both grandparents, Cynthia and Dan Canlena. We have Peter and Shelton. And we have a host of aunts and uncles. And mother and dad. Very proud mother and dad. And I've seen been in the bleachers, watching kids play softball, basketball, and so on. But I've never seen parents, grandparents, be more dedicated to their children than the grandparents of Maddox. And I know this is going to carry through to the parents, Danielle, John, Luke, and it's just heartwarming to watch this support, this family, to be able to come up and to bless Maddox. And it's just going to be amazing to know that nobody, John, Luke, and Danielle, is going to love this baby more than you two. There's not going to be spouse or anybody that's going to love this baby more than you two do. And you have a tremendous responsibility. And I know that you're looking forward to it and you're going to love it. So I'd like to have a word of prayer, and just thank God, particularly for this young baby and the family that he's coming into. Father, first of all, we just want to thank you for bringing into this world Maddox Shelton and the blessing that he is and the life that he has ahead of him. And Father, we want to challenge his parents, Daniel and John Luke, to realize and to accept the responsibility to bring this child up to know at least two things. One, the love that you have, that he will know you from the very beginning. And second, for the love that they have for Maddox. Father, we thank you for the extended family and the commitment that they have to be able to have a part in the growing and the raising of their children. Father, we're so thankful. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We've got a gift for you.
That boy Owen.
Your wife.
Dan.
Your wife.
Dan.
Did she feel like it?
How do you tell which
one? One of the blues. They're all the same. One of the blue ones.
Okay. Boy, that makes it easy.
Thank you.
We'd like to ask the family of John Warren Simmons to come up and be with us, and bring John too. Yep, the rest of you too. Anybody else that feels connected to this? You know, to watch the Shelton family come up in just this huge crowd of people, and then for this family to come up, just this huge crowd of our friends and family, and the same with the Sheltons. But you guys have always had a special place in my heart. I held Ashley when she was, you know, a newborn, and we've walked through a lot of beautiful and tough times as family together, haven't we? And consider each of you dear friends. Consider you part of my family. And this church considers you family. And this is one of the most special days that we have all year long, isn't it? To bring our children, to bring our grandchildren before our Lord and before one another, and for us to stand together. And just consider it an honor to be a part of helping you raise this child. It's just, it really is an honor. I'm reminded of words that God spoke over Jeremiah, and he speaks these same words over this young man, that before he was formed in your womb, that God had laid claim to him already. He had plans for him. And then he goes on to say, before you were born, I had a place for you created in this world. And young man, I know you don't understand a word I'm saying. The look that you gave me a while ago is like, what is he doing? Why am I up here? But it's a great thing for us to know that our Father has already laid claim to this child. And as deeply, Ashley, as you and your whole family loves this child, that we have one who loves him even more than we do. That's always brought me a great deal of comfort in raising my child. But I thank you guys for standing here, and thank you guys for showing us what family looks like. Thank you so much for showing us what family looks like. And we like to pray and just bring him again before God, as I know you've done from the day he was conceived, and especially since he has been born. I know you've called on him many times, but let us do that as family together. Father, as we stand together, arm in arm, hand in hand, Father, it is a very sobering experience to bring children into this world. Frightful, yes. Joyful, yes. All the things, many, many words that we could attach. But Father, we just come before you as your children, and to bring this child before you, to bring this family before you, as they have committed themselves already to raise him up to know you. And Father, I know your words that you've spoken many times, that your greatest desire is for each of us to know you, but your desire for this young man that we hold here before you is for him to know you as his father, for him to love you as his father. And so that is our prayer, Father, that every thing that can be done as family, as friends, as church, that we stand together and we commit this young man to you, but we commit ourselves to you. We can't choose for him, but we can choose for ourselves as parents, as family, brothers, sisters, friends, that we will commit ourselves to living our life in such a way that he smells Jesus on us. And so, Father, just give Ashley and Weston, Father, the deep commitment to you and the deep strength that can only come from you to raise a child and nurture him in your care. And so we pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Ashley. Let's see, a pink one. Is that right?
No.
It's not. Blue? What? Okay. He is boy.
We don't know what we're doing.
It'd be okay.
If I had a daughter, I would have named her John. Probably would have.
What kind of business you in?
I might as well tell the whole truth. You know, it really, it never is. Well, there are times not to tell the whole truth. Probably better, isn't it? But Ashley, as we had our elders meeting this morning, we began our prayer time and just thinking through again this morning how this would look. I just had a list and didn't have pictures and all that stuff. And I said, who are the Simmons? So, you know, you're a young, you know, to me still, you know. So anyway. I probably could have gone without saying that.
Thank you. If I have permission to be frazzled, I'm a grandfather. It has just an honor. Sarah, come on down. You don't have to say anything. We've got three children that we're going to bring before our Lord this morning that aren't here with us this morning. One of them is our grandson, Blaine. And I knew it was an honor long before today that you guys have considered our sons, Josh and Ben, as part of your family and their wives. And now with our grandchild and their son, Blaine, you have considered him part of your family and part of your charge that God has given you. But to see his pictures up on this wall was really a sweet, sweet experience. To see the look of love and the look of care in the arms and the face of our son and his wife, being enlarged, just a very sweet time. And so there he is again. So we just thank you for helping bring our family to this point, to where there is a child that is in the arms of a loving, a God-loving, God-fearing mother and father. What else could we ask for? Not much. Jesus says, don't worry about the things of your life. Worry about the things that matter. Worry about the things that matter. So we'd like to bring our grandson before our Father with you in prayer. So please join me, and I know you will be praying with Sarah and I. Father, we want to just give thanks for this young man that you've brought into this world. This young man that you have called Blaine. This young man that you have chosen for great things in your kingdom. He's already brought great things into your kingdom to change the lives of the Harbin family and Laura's family, to bring a different sense of focus and a different sense of importance to the things of this world and the things that aren't, and we're grateful for that. Father, I just ask you on Sarah's behalf and my behalf, Father, to give us the strength and courage to live the kind of life that when we're gone, to be with you, and Blaine lives to talk about his grandmother and grandfather, that he will talk about those who have loved you. So that's all we ask, Father. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Amen. James, it's good morning, isn't it, brother? I tell you, I was just sitting here thinking about your desire to have a birthday party. You know, it was about dedicating our children to God, giving them to God, and that's a great morning. Our last two children are Brazilian children. In honor of that, I'd planned to speak in Portuguese, and but since they're not here, we'll not do that. And oh, that would have been fun. That would have definitely been the Holy Spirit. But anyway. Dan and I got to be in Brazil and to be with these two families there. Of course, Justin and Amanda are back here now, and we hope they could be here this morning, but they've had to go to South Carolina, is my understanding, and Emmy's sick anyway. That's the way these babies do, and so they couldn't be here. But we were with these families as they serve there in Brazil. And I think it's right to say we were touched being with them and families. It's a shame we've really not gotten to know Daniel and Jonna the way maybe we would like, but we were so touched being with them as a family and to see them. And we didn't get to see Jasmine. She wasn't born. She was born about 2 weeks after we left. And we did, I think we saw a sonogram, you know. But beautiful child, beautiful family. And the work that Daniel and John are doing there. We were so touched by them. And Emmy is a sweet child, very stubborn, got a mind of her own, you know, doesn't want you turning her face away from things. She wants to see what's going on, you know. Sweet child, looks a lot like Eli, and a very sweet child. We want to pray for these families. They have dedicated their lives to full-time serving the Lord, and we're so thankful for them. And we want to pray for them. Let's bow. Holy Father, we do lift up the family of little Emmy Moore. We lift up Amanda and we lift up Justin and Eli. And Father, as they are seeking to be used by you, please protect them and guide them and open the doors where they should be. And bless their family, Father. They've been a blessing to us. And we pray that as they raise this child, she will truly find her place in your kingdom, that they will dedicate her to you, that she'll know you. And for little Jasmine, and for Daniel and Jonna, and for Jack, Father, be with their work and bless them, and may they continue to be the light that they are there in Recife. Father, just watch over them, and may we continue to be connected and be an encouragement to them as part of their family that is global, Father. And we thank you for that connection that comes through Jesus. Family just extends in ways we could never imagine, connects us with folks that we come to love that probably should never happen and wouldn't any other way except by the power of Jesus Christ. And it's through him we pray. Amen. As we close out this morning, this morning's been about a lot of things in the family, but a couple things. One is it's about dedication, about what are we about? What are we wanting to do with our life and with our children, with our family? And it's been about life, new life. And Jesus said the only way to have life and have it truly, the life that is true, as Paul talked about to Timothy, is in Jesus Christ. This morning, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, haven't claimed true life, we want you to have that opportunity to come and take him on.